Back above the out there.
There you are.
Yes. President?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Silvio Conti.
Sal, I wanted to tell you, you did a great job, and I appreciate your help for your country. I read the New York Times this morning, and they had a mighty good story about it.
It was wonderful, Mr. President, and I hope we'll prevail Tuesday and Wednesday.
Well, George Mahon told me what a tower of strength you were, and we talked to some of the folks on the Times. I just think you did an excellent job, and I'm proud of you.
Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this call. It's the greatest thing that ever happened in my life.
Well, it's one of the greatest things ever done for your country, because we, just like General Eisenhower said, we've got more problems now than we've ever had, and we're trying to do our best, and the only weapons we got is this little thing, and you stood up and put your country first, and I'm mighty grateful.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I just hope, I want to see George. The strategy will be that I don't make a move on development grant cut, and he'll cry and say that this is the only cut he's going to make. And then, of course, Rhodes and Ford and Minshew will make other moves and the other cuts. So that we have to hold him on that first one. That's the one one that would be.
You talk to George and give him a judgment. I think he'll make him give you a copy of that wild General Eisenhower. That's a good, strong wire.
Right.
People are. Pay some attention to it.
And what I'll do is see that every Republican, I'll mail one out to every Republican Tuesday or Monday before the debate, so they'll all have a copy of it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I hope I get to see you.
Sir. Sure, anytime you want to, you just whistle.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.